At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I want to know, would you ever call somebody out for parking illegally? Bad parking, double yellow lines, the back rear end of the car sticking out onto a cycle lane. What do you do when you see it? Would you ever confront the person? Take a listen to Cork sporting legend Roy Keane. He was talking about how much bad parkers really antagonise him during an episode of Stick to Football.
You know, people have a few quid and they have a nice car and they just park anywhere they want, on double yellows or disabled, and they just think, I've got money, I can park where I want.
£30.
And they just take the ticket off and they go, I can pay that.
Yeah.
Rude,
bad.
Is that?
So what should we do about it?
Just slash their tyres.
Just put a brick through the windscreen.
No, that's a bit strong. Slash their tyres.
You pull their wipers up.
Yeah, but I don't break it. I just pull it out. But you know, to break it,
you actually pull people's wipers off the car.
No, just pull them up. So when they get in the car, they have to get out and fix.
So
especially one at the back. So then they get in the car, they go, what is in it? Put their wing mirrors on the other side, so when they get out, they go, my wing mirror, they have to get out.
Yes.
Yeah, he pulls up the wipers, so the front the windscreen and the back windscreen. This doesn't damage them or anything like that, but he just pulls them out. So you then, the driver, have to go along and push them back, and same to the wing mirror as well. I thought it was an interesting approach. We sent our reporter Sarah Madden out in the streets today to find out, do others confront bad parkers?
Double lines, forget about it. If it's Saturday shopping, they'll park anywhere.
I've often seen people kind of just parking there where there's 24-hour access required.
People who go in disabled spots really annoy me.
Parking outside schools, the yummy mummies with their big cars dropping off the little darlings that live 200 yards up the road. It's disgraceful.
We're on Grafton Street here and you've pulled in for a McDonald's.
I think I'm okay, I'm within the law. There's access up to 11 o'clock for deliveries. I have 60 seconds remaining before I'm in breach of the law.
I think loading bays aren't respected enough. Just have to sit and wait.
Would you ever say anything to them?
Yeah, I just said it to a taxi man up there.
And it's a mixed reaction. You get the ones who don't give a curse, and then you have the others who will say fair play, okay, and they'll move.
I've got out of the car and banged the bumper of the car with my hand. And I wait. Have a nice day. And I smile.
No, I just laugh, you know, because sometimes it's just funny. Roy Keane has said that he's tampering with people's windscreen wipers. He says their tyres should be slashed. What do you reckon? Would you be going out with a knife?
No, absolutely not, because I couldn't afford to pay the damages if I was caught.
I've seen it and I love Roy Keane, but he's right. Slash their tyres or mess with their wipers. That is it.
I think he was joking very much so about the tyres, but he did admit that he pulls up the wipers of people's windscreens and also turns out their wing mirrors. John is on the line. John, would you ever call somebody out who parked illegally?
Yeah, no, personally I would. But I think the bigger picture really and why Roy Keane struck a chord is, you know, most of the public see it as selfish and entitled behaviour, this kind of thing. And there's plenty of laws against it. I think our problem really, we shouldn't have to rely on the Roy Keanes of this world to take these guys on. It should be, they should know that the Gardaí or the council are going to give them a fine or a ticket if...
You there, John?
Sorry, can you hear me?
I can, sorry. The line dropped there for a moment. But you think, if people thought that the council or the guards were actually going to penalise them for poor parking, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think.
We lost John. Hang on, we'll try and get John back. I think we've got 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to join us today. Timothy is on the line. Timothy, would you ever call somebody out for poor parking?
No, I wouldn't, because to tamper with somebody's vehicle is illegal, and to take the law in your own hands would be a last resort.
Would you ever confront them, though? Would you ever say anything to somebody who was illegally parked?
No, I wouldn't, because they would get aggressive, and you don't want violence on the streets. you're more likely meeting somebody that's not conducive to any possible logic in the argument.
Yeah, they mightn't respond too well if you were to confront somebody. How common is illegal parking?
Well, down where I live here in Moneygall, pretty rare.
You don't encounter it too much.
We don't have the volume of business or traffic that we have in towns and cities.
Yeah, but you would, John. You would call people out, John.
Yeah, no, I would. But too common because people realise they get away with it. That's the main issue. Have a national operation blind eye about the whole thing.
So what's the answer to this?
Well, I think the answer is like someone has to, you know, the Gardaí, you know, they've a lot on their plate. But, and I know they're talking about doing 30 minutes of enforcement for road traffic offences, but it's not seen, in my personal experience, you know, I live in an urban area, in my personal experience, either calling people out, there's indignation, there's like, oh, you know, jog on, I can do what I want. Oh, they can. You know, there's a culture of
people don't care.
It's like they're totally indignant because they've been doing it their whole lives.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even believe. You know, so, and, you know, it shouldn't come down to the Roy Keane's calling. We have loads of laws to stop people from parking in disabled bays, on cycle tracks, on footpaths. But it's just they're not enforced. You know, last year in Dublin, in cycle lanes, the total number of tickets from the guards for cyclists was 252. That's the total number in Dublin, in the whole Dublin area. Like, you know, you could, Andrea, walk home.
Sure, I'd probably count that amount on my way home today. Yeah, I take your point. It's about enforcement. What about you, Nikki? Do you witness illegal parking or bad parking frequently?
Very frequently. It's either on double yellows or people just park the car when it's like a mother and baby space and they park in there when they don't have any children in the car, or they can't even park in a parking space properly and they can't get their small car in the space for the car. I have quite a big car, so I'm always trying and very conscious of like being in my box, basically in the car park. But I've had people like park beside me that has been so close that I can't reverse my car out, because if I did, I'd take like their wing mirror off, basically, because they're at such an angle. And I have like put the window down and I very politely say, excuse me, you're not leaving it like that, are you? I need to get out. Or, oh, you can't park here. This is for mothers and children or for family spots. And some people just leave and some people look so shocked that how dare someone confront them. But
yeah.
I think I might get a bit away with it because A, I'm a woman. I'm being very sweet about it. I'm like, oh, sugary sweet, like they don't like it.
Yeah, kill them with kindness. It's a great approach, Nikki.
Exactly. And I'm not really that nervous about confronting them either. I'm just like, no, like, this
are
is a very civilized society.
I think like, I would be a little reluctant. I think I'd be a little bit reluctant to call somebody out.
No, I mean, there's only so much they're going to willingly do, right? They don't want to be a bad person. They've done something a bit silly. I don't think it's going to escalate to violence or anything like that. So I do it with the killing them with kindness attitude.
Yeah, it's
because I'm like, well, it's nice and sweet. They're not going to like it.
They're not going to do anything. Yeah. Robin Tralee says, personally, I readjust their mirrors all of the time. Warm regards from Robin Tralee. So it's not just Roy Keane that's out there turning people's mirrors in. Andrew has got in touch. He says, we should indeed call stuff like bad parking out. It's a very Irish thing to just assume the worst, that they'd fight back. On the continent, you get called out for all sorts when you're out of line. We're so bad at it here, we've lost all manners and respect for others, that people do as they please, knowing that they'll never be called out. Yeah, maybe Andrew's right about this, Nikki, is he? We're just... It's an Irish thing not to confront somebody. We got Nikki, no. 1800 453 106. That's the number, though, if you want to get in touch with us. I think Danny is on the line. Danny, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea, how are you?
I'm not bad. Yep. Would you call somebody out?
I tell you, I was thinking about, I don't think, I used to, but my pet hate now is people who park in disabled spots. There's absolutely no excuse for that. And anyone who does park in a disabled spot, by confronting them, if the kind of person that would do that is just not confrontable, let's say. You know, you're only going to be met with aggression 9 times out of 10, you know?
Mm. Well, Nikki has a good approach. You heard her explaining there. She does it in a kind of a nice, polite way.
Yeah, but that's if the person is there. But if you come across a disabled parking space with no, and there's a car there with no blue ticket on it, a blue badge on it, it's little you could do, really. And that's block them in. That's what I would recommend, and let them do the waiting.
Yeah, the disabled parking spots is a huge issue. The number of people who park in them.
Yeah. As I say, and there's no need for anyone who does it is not a nice person to confront.
The other one that really antagonises people are those family car parking spots that you see in a lot of supermarkets and shopping centres.
I do, and in fact, a lot of those in some shopping centres, they're closer to the door than the disabled spots are, which I think is kind of. It'll be easier for, well, I suppose there are challenges with a woman or a man with two kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Running all over the place. But I do find that they're generally closer to the shop door.
Yeah. Listener making the point too about elderly car parking spaces. You often see those sometimes as well, close to the entrance of a shopping centre or a supermarket. Seems to be some question mark over who is allowed to use them. I don't know the answer to that. 087 1400 106, the number though. Helena is on the line. Helena, do you ever notice that with the family and parking spots? Is that an issue for you?
It's a huge issue now that I'm a fully paid up grandma. You know, it's happening all over the place. One of the days, actually, my daughter, who was driving, was waiting to pull in with her two infants in the back in their seats. And the woman just smiled at us and said, "I'm just getting some compost." And the thing about the parent and child spaces is they're extra wide because you've got to wrangle a toddler in and out of their seat, keep them close to you. Then you've got to lift out this carry totty thing that is really awkward and heavy. And the space between cars, and as you know, as Geraldine Herbert tells us, you know, cars are increasing in width and size by about 4
centimetres. And spots are getting smaller. The parking spots are getting smaller.
Spots are getting smaller. Yeah. Exactly, Andrea. So it really is, it's a major issue, particularly in rain and in poor conditions as this summer has given us. And, you know, people saying, "I'm just popping in for a minute." Yes, I get it. But please, 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 we do need sanctions. We need cameras. We need surveillance. We do need fines. And we do need our friendly local policeman on the beat type of thing.
Right.
And often it's just reminders. People think, sure, it's empty. And it's like that could be filled by a mother with, you know, a really stroppy toddler and her baby. She could be postnatal. She could be having, you know, the period from hell with endometriosis. So, you know, a vulnerable woman, generally speaking. Now, dads use these as well. These are parent and child spaces, and it's great the supermarkets supply them.
Yeah.
And, you know, other car parks, they're brilliant. Yeah, it's a great idea.
The messages are coming in now, though, from people talking about, you know, some parents who might have the child seat in the car, but they've no child in the seat. And they too apparently use these car parking spaces all the time. Now,
that's,
I don't know, I haven't witnessed that. But
personified. I haven't met that one yet, thankfully. We're very civilised down in my neck of the woods.
Right. What about you, Helena? What's your experience of this? Oh, sorry, apologies, Helena. It's Amanda's with me on the line. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
Hi. Yeah, I parking badly does my head in. I would be one of those people who has little slips in my dashboard, like from youparklikeanahole.com, and I would, you know, tick on the box what your infraction was if you've, you know, taken up two parking spots or something.
Sorry, so you go around and sort of police it yourself?
Well, no, I just have them in the car, and you know, if it's enough to irritate me, you know, or I might, I've seen pictures online, and I've never been brave enough, but to cable tie a shopping trolley to the person's door handle, I would love to do that because
you wouldn't do that.
But I came home one day to find somebody parked across my driveway, so I couldn't get into my house, and there were loads of cars parked on the street. There was obviously something happening, and it was mad as hell, so I marched up the street to find this really loud party, which was on a weekday in the middle of afternoon. Like, who even does that? Don't these people have jobs? So I bang on the door and loudly demand that this person move their car, and it turns out it wasn't a party, it was a wake. And I was briefly really, really mortified. But still, somebody else dying doesn't give you license to park like a wagon. You know, just parking across somebody's driveway, that's just rude.
And did you confront them?
I did, and they were very sorry, and they moved their car, and I felt bad, but yeah. I was really angry.
Give them a pass
as well.
If they're out of way.
It doesn't matter what the reason is. Why would you park across somebody else's driveway, knowing that you're going to be out of your car for possibly several hours and inconvenience the person who lives in that driveway?
I know. I take your point. I take your point. But listen, go back to the notes that you had. Somebody actually, I have seen these before. I spoke to another listener, actually.
I remember you spoke to them, somebody in Cork was doing
this. I did, a gentleman. And do you know what? He actually sent me in some of the leaflets and the stickers that he has that he puts on people's cars. This is similar to what you do, to kind of call people out.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And has anyone ever said anything to you about it?
No, they haven't. But sometimes it's just, you know, I don't think people do it maliciously. They just don't think. And you just need somebody else to point out, you know, you're actually doing something really inconsiderate for it to just pop into the front of your mind and then you'll realize, oh, actually, you know, you're right. So, you know, just parking too close to somebody's driveway or opposite another car so somebody can't. There's loads of little things where you might not have considered.
It's very annoying.
Doing.
I know, I get that. I'd call the clampers, that's what I do. Yes, it would call the clampers if somebody was parked across your driveway like that, Amanda. I don't think I'd have the guts to go out now and stick a sticker on their car. I'd probably just take the, that's probably what I'd do. What about you, Michael? Would you go out and put stickers in somebody's car if they were parked across your driveway?
Well, no, but you're all very nice. My answer would be just to, there's plenty of tow trucks out there. There's a car parked illegally. You can call the tow truck and tow the car away.
Get it towed.
A €1,000 fine. You want to get it released, yeah.
Have you done it before?
No. I did confront a fellow. I think it was the North Florida. I'm not too sure. One of those like village towns outside of Galway, and he was parked in a disabled area. And of course, he was 6'6", the usual big BMW 7 Series. And nothing against people like, you know, that have those cars, whatever. But he just basically told me to jog on, you know. But I said, look at here, your car's been marked, so maybe next time you should park somewhere else. So that was my bit. But, you know, we shouldn't have to be policemen, as John said. Like, at the end of the day, if you were somebody that's employed in a town or an area built up with these spaces, and someone parked illegally, and a text then, tow truck comes along, and that's the end of that. It was solved pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, that had solved the problem. Like, it's remarkable how common this is. Illegal parking and people who take matters into their own hands. I mean, I'm not advocating people do that.
What Keane was saying, he just pointed out there, it's kind of a reflection of society too.
Yeah.
That just basically just take this on, this doesn't matter, and we don't care if people, there's no shame in it anymore. So if you just park there and just don't give a damn, and that galls me. I can see from like the rest of the listeners that called in today, it annoys a lot of people too. But there's one thing, I remember putting this up on Twitter before, and it's that the cars have got tweeted and said it's actually the parking spaces haven't got smaller, is that the cars got bigger. And that's the issue. And then
that's,
of course,
a big issue.
We all know, like,
people have got more arrogant as well. Let's call a spade, Michael. They don't mind. They take the chance. And as some of our listeners said earlier, Nikki and that, you know, some people will say, sure, I'll pull into the family spot or the disabled spot first. I'm only there 2 seconds. I'm only going in to grab something in the shop. Like, people have absolutely no shame. This texter says, once somebody parked across my driveway on an All-Ireland day. So, right, they left the car there for the day. So I went out and plastered their windscreen with address labels. It rained, though, so I suppose the laugh was on me. Do what I do, suggests this texter. Let the tyres down, especially my neighbour who constantly parks his car halfway across my driveway. Not anymore, does he, though? I better not. I'm not advocating people go out now and start letting the air out of people's tyres. Maybe just call the clampers instead. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Remarkable number of people getting in touch, actually, about this today and how they manage to confront people who are just bad at parking. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Now,
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.